but they get, and that's based on population, but then they have two senators, and they get an electoral vote for every senator and member of the House. So you have Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota, with three electoral votes. Now, on the Democratic side, you also have Delaware, Vermont, District of Columbia, so there's sort of some balancing. But overall, it is to the Republicans' advantage, because even though Nebraska has five, I believe, but Nebraska also does the odd split. And it is where the majority winner gets the two electoral votes for the Senate, but then each House district goes its own way. And it has been speculated that Obama could conceivably get the easternmost congressional district in Nebraska. It doesn't look like it right now, but it's possible. So yes, that's just one of these oddities of the American political system, and it does give extra weight. Of course, in the Senate, it's even more magnified. That's true. It's updated with the 10-year census, and so there's a lag time, and you can see there's a lot of movement in between. So it takes time to catch up. But what we have really been seeing in the Electoral College is a drop in electoral votes for states like Michigan.